This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
And welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Jess P.S. In for Calvin, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget, if you haven't done it yet, download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps. It is completely free. You can call and text directly to whatever show you're listening to all across the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a really pretty slick thing.
Yeah.
And like I said, it is absolutely free. We might have a contest coming up soon where you could win wonderful and fabulous prizes that could but probably won't change the course of your entire life. That could start next week.
All right.
Just saying. We want to download it now so you're ready.
What did we always also say about the app, too? We also just had the app will never change your life in any significant way, but it won't make it worse.
Yes. The Civic Media app, yep, it's not going to help, but it won't make it worse. High praise.
It might help.
It could. Well, it shouldn't make it worse. Shouldn't make it worse. All right. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you ever have a guest you would like us to invite on the show, if you ever have a topic going on in your community, maybe there's some nonprofit that you would like to send a little love to,
yeah,
you can use that same email too at Jane Says, JaneSays. All right, here we go. The Turkey versus Unexpected Visitor Edition. This was the second year I was married to my husband and the first year spending Thanksgiving dinner with his whole family. Everybody split up cooking to make it easier for everyone. I volunteered to cook the turkey and make macaroni salad. I love cooking turkey. I always go the extra mile to ensure it is the best turkey ever. I cook it slow. I baste it every 2 hours. I stayed up almost all night cooking the turkey. I made the macaroni salad a few minutes before having to leave. Now, my husband and I had to take separate cars to the family gathering place. So he had already left. I got everything covered and ready to leave. I took the turkey out first, which was very heavy.
Yeah.
And I set it first in the trunk, and then I opened the back door to the car, and I set the turkey in the back seat.
Okay.
All right. I run back inside the house just to get the macaroni salad and my purse. Took about 2 minutes. As I turn around and head out the door, the first thing I see is my neighbor's Rottweiler with his head in my car. I've always liked this dog. It's a very nice dog. But he just would not let go of that turkey. The Rottweiler ate an entire side of the turkey before I could get it away from him. I was in tears. I was so embarrassed to show up for my first Thanksgiving dinner without the turkey. And no one else cooked one. But at least someone brought a great ham.
Okay. I understand.
I can see this happening.
I can see it happening, but really one important thing would have prevented this entire story.
Shutting the door.
Shutting the door, which is something I would have done because you never know.
It's like, I'm just going to run in and run out and zip, zip and bing, bing. And, it's going to take 30 seconds.
Do you know how many friends have come in, come out, zip, zip, bing, bing, and their car is stolen? No. Door closed. Door locked. Closed. Close the garage door if I have to. No.
Tony on the live stream says, that seems like a compliment from the dog. So, yes, I think she made a fantastic turkey. It just did not turn out quite the way she had hoped.
No, and it's a story. And if there's a ham, and if your family is half with it, they're going to be like, oh, that sucks.
And I'm sure everybody felt really badly for her. Again, the first big family dinner, and she's tasked with the turkey that she basted so lovingly, only to have it have a little encounter with a Rottweiler.
But you know what really sucks, though? I mean, like, if you let it go and you say, all right, it happened. I've learned my lesson. We'll move on to next year. You're going to have an uncle or a dad-in-law who is for the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
Is going to be like, make sure the dog doesn't get it.
That will be the family story that carries on for generation to generation to generation.
That is a exercise in patience.
And that is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
We've got news coming up next, followed by Todd Alba from noon to 2, Maggie Dawn 2 to 4, Dominic Salvia 4 to 6, and then Pete Schwabba 6 to 8 p.m. Matt Rothschild will be in for us on Friday and on Monday. We've got a special show lined up for you tomorrow, so if you need some company while you're in the kitchen, a specially curated best of show for you coming your way tomorrow. Thank you so very much, and I am so grateful for you, Greg and Jess, and all of our engineers and everyone at Civic Media. And thank you for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world.
Thank you, Jane, for being you and being awesome.
I hope you find some joy over the weekend. Be careful on the roadways. Please, yes. Please be kind. And we'll see you on Monday. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, you guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.